Hello and welcome. You are listening to Tall Cat Psychic 101 right here on BBS Radio on Station 1. You were just listening to the Sacred Romance CD by my talented, gifted friends Ava and Dennis. That was track 3. Do you recognize me? Are you looking at me? I'm looking at you. Do you recognize me? It's available from CD Baby, and it is awesome listening. It's every song on it is really enjoyable. You know, speaking of that song, half of our problems on this planet come from the thought that we are not connected, not divine, and that we are alone on this crazy and wild little planet. Once we really get it and know that we are connected by the heart, and I do believe that we will eventually collectively get it, we'll be living in a brand new world. Every second and fourth Monday, I aspire to inspire you with no-nonsense wisdom and refreshingly real radio. I am Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium. I've communicated with the spirit world since I was 6 years old. I maintain a full-time practice as a psychic and teacher. I have communicated with souls before birth and after death. My clients are from all walks of life, celebrities, to homemakers and all ages, 2 to 90 years old. I've gained a beautiful perspective on life and the afterlife as well in this line of work, even more than I did in my nursing career. I'm here on BBS for many reasons, but a central focus is to remind you what you are capable of doing as a divine spark of the Creator. I am the writer and creator, speaking of creators, of Psychic 101. This show is a combination of teaching, discussion, and it has live on-air readings as well. So we're going to be doing that a little bit later. I've also created a website. It's Karen, Tall Cat with a K, Conley.com. That is where you can book a personal reading. And while you're there checking out the website, be sure to see the Grace and Gratitude offer. Because until July 31st, I'm sorry, July, that would be a long offer. Until the 31st of January, I'm offering $50 off the one-hour reading fee and $10 off the half-hour reading fee. I extended the offer because the response has been, like, really so great. You can also purchase a gift certificate online now as well. Hey, now that is a gift for the soul who seems to have everything, isn't it? I designed the site to be a resource. Even if you don't use my services at the time, you will find info on a variety of subjects along with personal recommendations. Heads up for the next show, which is January 26th. Psychic 101 will be hosting two amazing men. James Gilliland, UFO, ufologist, and founder of ACETI, which is Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And Michael Knight, former mainstream journalist, editor of Earth Changes, and director of the movie Contact Has Begun. If you're interested in ETs, Earth Changes, or practical and spiritual ways to prepare for massive changes coming on all levels, then don't miss the show on January 26th. You can check out James Gilliland at www.eceti.org and Michael Knight at buycontacthasbegun.com. That's Monday, January 26th, right here on Psychic 101. It's a doubleheader and a chance to ask questions about the amazing times we live in. This is your chance to listen to and ask the questions of the director and star of Contact Has Begun. These guys were so popular with my listeners, I decided to have them both join me for a really big show, as Ed Sullivan says. You know, it is my belief, my firm belief, that everyone is psychic. We are so designed, so beautifully designed, to receive information from the invisible on our journey back to source. We have enough ability to carry us all the way back home. This ability can be developed through simple disciplines, a little study, and most of all, through experience. Words, you see, do not teach. Experience does. Experience means mistakes, backups, and U-turns included. But that is the beginning of wisdom. The reason we incarnated to this plane in the first place was to increase in wisdom by gaining all the experience we can. In other words, live at large, baby. Life is a roller coaster. Life is adventure. Take the curves and the hills and the thrills and the spills and go for the gusto. Fly, fly, fly. Speaking of adventure, thrills, and spills, are we not living in the most amazing times on this crazy little planet? Since we are in the presence of a new year and a new administration of government, I decided the topic of predictions would be a fun topic for tonight. So tonight I'm going to share some of my personal views for 2009 to 2010 potential events. But before we go there and begin that, in case you are new to Psychic 101, the way it works is like this. I offer teaching throughout the show, and the call lines are open at the same time. Now, I've gotten really good at going back to the topic, so you're not interrupting when you call. And know that I love talking with my listeners, so take a chance, go ahead, don't be shy. Give a call to the tall one. The numbers are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Yeah, baby! So, it's 2009. Remember the movie 2001? That used to seem so futuristic. By the way, the call lines are officially open now, so you can go ahead and call in at any time. So, 2001, the movie, remember that? Gosh, it seems so far away, and everything about the movie seemed like really strange and really futuristic. And back then I thought, you know, isn't it great that by the time 2001 gets here, everything will kind of be taken care of. You know, we won't have global warming and everything will be, you know, we're going to be really advanced by then. What a surprise. Here we are. And yet, here we are with a whole year ahead of us, just like a big, fresh sheet of blank paper, a new beginning. Now, 2008, what a bumpy and strange ride it was it not? Many have shared predictions for the coming year, especially in light of the fast-approaching, much-discussed year of 2012. Did you ever wonder what purpose prediction actually serves in the scheme of life? You know, like, how much do we really want to know about the future? Would you change the course, your course of action, or make a personal decision based on a prediction made by someone else? And what about predictions in readings? You should know that predictions are not central in my work, though future information is often a part of the process. I fully respect your ability to personally direct your own life. You might ask, why are predictions not central to my work? Because we are all creating as we go along. And as I said, I fully, fully respect your ability to personally direct your own life. You see, nothing is ever, ever written in stone. Why? Because we all co-create reality as we go along. Nothing happens to us that wasn't thought about by us. So once again, I want to remind you the phone lines are open throughout the discussion. You're welcome to call in and ask for a sample reading, or if you want to make a comment on what we're talking about, really just anything is okay. Just dial the magic numbers, which are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We'll just answer your question and go right back to the discussion. So as I was saying, it's nothing's written in stone because we're co-creating. Now, statements like this make many people crazy. Often when they sit before me and I say things like this to my clients, I can actually see their eyes going all googly, spinning around like pinwheels. It's all I can do not to giggle when I see it because it happens so often. And frankly, I used to be that way before I began to understand more about how things work. Some clients have actually arrived for their appointment with a list of questions that goes, you know, something like this. Please, don't let this stop you from calling in with your question, because I really do want to talk to you, and I'm happy to consult with you on any question that you have. This is just an example of how some of my clients land in front of me with their questions. They go something like this. When am I going to meet my perfect mate? What should I be wearing when I meet him? What does he look like? He or she look like? What will he or she be wearing? And what will he or she be driving when I meet him? Should I get a boob job? No kidding. That happened. I could write a book or at least do a 15-minute comedy stand-up on the inside story of being a psychic reader. What does my new house look like? And exactly where is it located? Can you see the address, street number, or street name? What was my dead mother's phone number? Am I going to live happily ever after, get well, get rich, be loved, be a success, get the job, lose the job, have a life, give life, get to travel, learn a new language, leave the country, etc., etc., etc.? These are the questions. And I have a question right now because I hear we got a caller on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I've never listened to this show before, so it's my first time. This is Carol.
Welcome, Carol. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, welcome. A Cali girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I am.
Yeah.
I just moved here recently. But I was calling just to ask for a general sample reading. I have a lot of things going on in my life, and I just wasn't even really sure what to ask.
Okay. I'll focus in as best I can by looking at your energetic field, your auric field. This move to Los Angeles was fairly recent, correct?
About a year and a half ago.
Oh, it feels like it was much, like you haven't been there that long.
Well,
which tells me there
that's
kind
of true.
There must have been things. There must be things going on in L.A. that were not quite as you expected it to be.
Well, I've been having to go back and forth a lot to deal with some business that I didn't think I'd have to do when I started the move.
So I haven't
been here a lot of the time that I've been sort of living here.
I understand. Okay, and I know that you really want to settle.
Yes.
In one place or the other, right?
Yes.
And would you say that one of your main questions would be in reference to the work that you're doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Because I see transitions going on within the work environment, the type of employment that you have. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I don't actually really have a job right now. So.
Oh, okay.
That's a transition.
Well, you are in the center of transition. You literally are between two places.
Yes.
Not just in location as to where you live, but your life is sort of not hanging in the balance, but you are torn between decisions and exactly, you know, you're trying to isolate what you want.
Right.
And you are having trouble sorting out all the influences and all the factors involved in this. In fact, it's from what I can see, it sort of keeps you awake at night.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of conflicting, apparently conflicting information that makes it seem like if you make a decision, you'll lose something one way or the other.
Right. Uh-huh.
And here's the deal. Here's the good news.
Okay.
You know, we are in a time and place unlike any time and place ever on this planet, although we've had many interesting, you know, times and of great change. But the change that you're experiencing, and so many of my clients are experiencing similar change, you know, the microcosm reflects the macrocosm. The planet
right.
is changing radically, and so many things are changing, government, the planet itself, so many levels, spirituality is changing. So people, that is very much reflected in people's personal lives. And what you have coming up before you is a review of what really is important and what isn't. And my advice to you is when you make this decision, you've already made a list of pro and con, haven't you?
Yes.
Good and bad. And even with that list, you still don't have a definite fix
right.
on it, do you?
No.
Here's the information. The pro and con, you know, it's not a bad way to make decisions, actually. But because of the time that we're in and the specific condition that you're in, this is your opportunity, my friend, to make a choice based on information from within and on your sort of your hunch or your feeling or your sense of what's right, even if it doesn't look like it's exactly 100% guaranteed safe. It's your chance to have an adventure and jump off the cliff and go forward into a new area that is slightly outside your comfort zone. Now, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
No. You say yes or no?
Yeah, it is. I feel like I've been hanging off a cliff for a while now.
Well, you know, that's it's once you make the decision, you're going to have a big thrust of energy come in and
uh-huh.
a lot more certainty in the decisions you make after that. The
uh-huh.
big one, once you make the big decision and you may get a couple of big items out of the way, the rest of them are going to sort of fall into place like a domino effect. And whatever decision you make, this is important to know, there's no failure in any of it. It's all good. It's all experience. And it's going to lead you to the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. It's a matter of putting the pieces of your life together in a different way than it ever has been before. And I do see in the near future for you, once you make your choices, and you make your decisions, and you make your big move, because I feel like the big move is going to be you stepping outside of your comfort zone. You're very practical oriented as far as, you know, and you're very also very oriented towards the right thing to do when it comes to employment and, you know, the security of future, you know, how it's going to affect future.
Mm-hmm.
This is your chance to go on a gut feeling without looking around at the exterior so much. And you're going to have a quantum leap forward when you do this, because you're going on what's within rather than the exterior. it's going to really require that you go with that inner knowing, that sense of this feels right. And when you do, guess what? I see more money for you.
Great.
Yeah, and it's I would suggest that you journal a good bit about this, about what's going on within you, your feelings about it, and little dreams that you have, and, you know, little synchronistic opportunities that come your way, that sort of thing. If you don't, do you know about Abraham Hicks?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I really strongly suggest for you right now with where you are that you really focus in on the tools that Abraham Hicks has to offer.
Okay,
as far as, for instance, this quotation from them is something like, look around less, imagine more, until your imagery is the most familiar vibration you have. Isn't that so good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in for some good stuff, but there's an element of risk before you get to it.
Okay,
might as well embrace the chaos and the risk. If, once you break through, oh, baby, it's good.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
So, as I was saying, I got to say this again because this is so much fun for me to do. These questions really amount to, am I going to, from my clients, live happily ever after, get well, get rich, be loved, be a success, get the job, lose the job, have life, give life, get to travel, learn a new language, leave the country, etc. The actual question behind all of these questions are, will I get what I want? And I want to feel better because you told me I will get what I want? If you, with your psychic X-ray vision, can see the future for me, then I can make better decisions and my chances in life might improve. The strange part about readings is this. The more my client is more open to the natural process of the moment, it's much more likely that the client is going to receive specific future information. In other words, I find that the clients with a laundry list of future questions actually seem to inhibit in some way the natural flow from the spirit world. In fact, some clients barely take the time to digest the answer from one question before moving to the next one. Now, you know, I'm saying this because I hope to enlighten people about how psychic readings work, what I have to offer, and also to point something important up about our tendency to look on the outside for our answers rather than going within. You see, seeking answers to future scenarios is often a thinly veiled attempt to gain a sense of control, particularly now, because the world is out of control, and we all like the feeling of thinking that we're in control. But we're not really here to be in control. We're here to have experiences of all kinds, and we're here supposed to experience backups, U-turns, even failures as part of our experience on the planet. And we might as well open to learning in all ways from adversity as well as joy. Now, the future, this is what I have learned about the future. It works out best when we allow the unfolding to occur without trying to fill it in with our human desire to add details, expectations, and assumptions, you know. See the intention and allow the process to create itself. Now, once again, I don't want to turn you guys off about calling and asking a question, because you're probably thinking, if I have a question about my love life, you know, it's okay. Whatever you need to call and ask a question about, it's cool. We'll talk, and I can go right back to what we're discussing. Or you can just listen, whatever is cool with me. The psychic reader, you see, is not your source. And your future is created by you. You are meant to dream it and create the future through your focused intent. I'm sort of a second opinion or a consultation person. And it's good to go back and forth, but the bottom line and the real decision comes from you, because it's up to you to create your future. I once had a client come to his session with a great desire to hear his, although I didn't know this at the time, He arrived at the session with a great desire to hear his mother say that she was sorry, she was deceased. And he never got to hear her say she was sorry. And she had been very difficult, and he just wanted to hear her say she was sorry. He felt if he could only have the experience of hearing her express remorse in the words, "I'm sorry," well, he could be happy and he could move forward. And I get that. You know, a lot of us get sticking points like that. Well, his mother did connect. She came in more or less on an assignment from her side of the veil to make her apology. The apology was meant to benefit both the mother and the son. It actually was, in a way, sort of like making amends for her past issues with him. I was able to describe her in such detail that it actually seemed to frighten the client in the moment. But once he got his apology, it still wasn't enough. He expected it to change his life, and indeed it was meant to change his life, but he still created more and more problematic situations within his life. I think we have a caller on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Well, I thought we had a caller on the air. Okay. As I was saying, once he got his apology, it still wasn't enough. He just expected it to change his life, and it was meant to, and it could have. It absolutely could have. But he allowed himself to create more and more problematic situations within his life. So you see, knowing that we all create as we go, predicting the future can possibly create a form of self-imposed limitation. I feel like saying sometimes to some clients, "Dude, hey, I'm not OnStar like in your car." It's life, and it's your journey. No one should make decisions based completely on outside input, don't you agree? You know, why would you make decisions based completely on outside input when you have a personal connection to source and you have the ability to listen to the still small voice within you? And you have, through connecting to the still small voice within you, the opportunity to create a stronger and better and more living connection with that still small voice. And you have instant access whenever you need it if you develop it for yourself. Once again, I am open for calls, and even though I'm talking about the stuff that my clients come with their laundry list of questions, it's not meant to drive you away. Feel free to call. I love talking with my listeners. It's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So readings and future views, as you might call it, are really only second opinions, consultations, not the final word in any case. When I'm sitting in a consultation one-to-one, what I see for the future is only partial input as to eventual outcome. The definition of prediction actually is it's a statement or claim that a particular event will occur in the future. It is considered more certain in definitive terms than, for instance, the word forecast is. Now, forecasting is a process of estimation in rather unknown situations. You know, I guess you could describe that as like the weather. You know, it's subject to change. Hello, is there a caller on the air, on the line? Soon
Hi,
to be
Karen,
on the
this
air?
This is Yvette from Pine Top.
Hi, who is it?
Yvette from Pine Top.
Hi, Yvette. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope
What's
you are,
question?
Too. Last time I talked to you, I was asked to tell you about a dream journal. Now I need a book to interpret the dreams.
Uh-huh.
Do you know of one?
Oh, you're looking for a book to interpret the dreams.
Yes.
Well, I don't know of a specific title for you, Yvette. I would suggest that you kind of go with the one that seems to sort of resonate with you that you like the most. And
okay.
One caution about the books are good because they give you a, you know, a basic understanding of how the subconscious works and how and why we dream, actually what is going on in our brain when we're dreaming. So it's a real good starting point. But I also recommend that people really stay tuned in to their feelings about it and the interpretation that comes from within them regarding the dream. I will give you a tip, Yvette. In most cases, when you're dreaming and you there's a character, say, in your dream that's walking down the road or going for a swim or whatever, the characters in your dreams or the main character is usually a reflection of you. And, you know, we tend to think that the characters in the dreams are somebody else in our lives or they represent something else. And there will be characters that do have representative information about what's going on in your life. But the main part is the central character is usually an aspect of you. And, it may not always be, you know, real pretty. Or it may be wonderful. But the purpose of what you're viewing in this little movie while you sleep is really for you to learn how to take those pieces and understand the secret language from your mysterious one, the subconscious mind, that wants to help you learn to connect with Source and to receive answers and information through your mind and through the thought process. And, of course, like we talked about before, once you begin to actively engage your dreams, it's a very short time before you begin to realize that you're receiving information when your eyes are open, which is wonderful. My husband used to say when I first started doing this work, hey, how come you can see all this stuff? And how come you know all this, everything? How come I don't get anything? And I, knowing he was capable, because we all are, I said, let me show you just a couple of things to get you started. And I directed him to the dream journal, you know, like you're doing, Yvette.
Yes.
And he was so good about it. Once he gets a piece of information like that, he will follow through. He's really good at that. So he got his dream journal. He put it by the bed with a pen and a flashlight. And if he woke up from the dream, he'd write a couple of lines. And he was real thorough about it. And he got, in the beginning, you know, a lot of it was what I call garbage or just, you know, the subconscious mysterious ones sorting out events of the day in your sleep. But then he started to get dreams that had design and layers and outlines. And he began to receive really solid information in his dream state. And very often he is the one that receives guidance for our mutual situation as a couple through the dream state. So he loves it because he really feels like he's a contributing factor now. And he is living proof, if ever I saw it, that all of us are intuitive and all of us can connect to Source. Source totally wants to connect to us. The only glitch is us not developing the connection, because it does take a little practice in developing. So, you know, get your book on interpretation, Yvette, and maybe even get, you know, like a couple, two or three, you know, and kind of compare what they have to say.
Okay.
And whatever resonates with you, you know, take it and go with it. But I do caution you about, you know, making it real black and white, because the best interpreter of your dream information is you. And you're going to start to go, oh, wow, wait a minute, I get that. I get what that means. And you'll start to see it carried forward and revealed in your waking state. So that is a verification that you're accurate, and then your confidence grows.
Okay, that's good to hear, because actually I have been interpreting in myself, but I just wanted verification of what was.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's wonderful you're interpreting it yourself. I'm so happy for you, because you're not going to an outside reference. It's coming from within you. That's beautiful. And also the verification for it comes forward in, you know, over a period of time.
Yeah, you can see it happening.
Mm-hmm. It sometimes it's immediate. And you get your validation. You have to watch for it and have an awareness. And you do. You're real motivated in this. I'm so proud of you. But
okay.
you will begin to get validation. Some are really quick, like right when you wake up. Some are that day. Some may be months. there may be some that are, I have dreams that I got the validation years later. So it's so, oh, so, so interesting, and it's such a rich, rich area. Now, before you go to sleep, you might try this. Since you're experimenting with this form of receiving information, tell your subconscious mind that you want to remember what you dream, because your desire is to establish a connection with Source through your dream state. So make sure, subconscious mind, that I remember my dreams and the content of it when I wake up. It'll help you quite a bit.
Okay,
you're doing so good, Yvette. I'm so happy for you, and I'm glad you're tuning into the show.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So forecasting is a process of estimation in a generally unknown situation, but both forecasting and prediction reflect more or less estimations based on a kind of a cross-section of data within a sort of a time frame. Now, someone once said, prediction is two things. It's important and it's hard. It's important because we have to act on it, and it's hard because we will see the future we want, and we must decide what is the best way to get to that definition. Hi, I hear a caller's on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for being there.
Huh? Oh, thank you. How nice. Who am I talking with?
My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Karen.
What can I do for you?
I'm calling on behalf of some really good friends of mine who had to put their dog to sleep tonight or today. And they were they're listening right now. They're just they're having me call in for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you had any messages or something. The dog's name is Lumpy.
Lumpy?
Yeah, they've had her for 8 years.
Well, as I can see it, Lumpy was a mature dog, wasn't he?
Yes.
Before I begin to tell you something directly about this particular dog, something to know about animals is that because they are a part of the nature frequency, they don't rationalize and they don't fear death. Or have denial about death like we do. They tend to see the process, oddly enough, as I understand it with my interactions with animals, very similar to the process of birth. So Lumpy, actually, what they did for this sweet, sweet dog who was, such a loving heart, absolutely unconditional, deeply loving dog that was very good at expressing his love for his owners. He actually had a very good effect on almost everyone he came in contact with, believe it or not. He really had a way of brightening people up. Now, what they have done is provide him with a release from a body that could no longer move forward in this dimension. And as I see it, they were with him at the time of his passing, which is very brave. And he actually had a very simple stepping out of the body, and I believe that he will absolutely visit them. He's probably most likely followed them home, and his presence is probably around them in the home at this time. Animals often hang around with us for a while before they make the transition to the next dimension. But this dog will check in with them periodically for as long as they're on this plane, because the connection was so, so beautiful between his owners and him. So I hope that Lumpy's owners who are listening will understand that what they did was a beautiful release and the right thing to do. And your puppy is still with you in spirit. And by the way, he does feel like a puppy. He's doing very well. Very well indeed. He's relieved to be out of a body that was sick and tired.
Well, I'm so grateful because they've been feeling sad all day.
Oh, of course.
And it was done at their home. It was done at their home.
Yeah. How wonderful. It was the grieving process over our four-legged and our animal friends is a very real grief process. Something that might help them, and I'm sure that they have a picture of him, a photograph, and if they don't,
they
can just get a frame and put one up
and
light a white candle beside it. like a little memorial for 24 hours with the intention that he will find his way easily and effortlessly to the next plane.
They are asking me to ask you who will be with her on that side.
Oh, with the dog?
Yeah.
Well, there are some loved ones in your family that had a similar attraction to animals. And there's some loved ones that have already passed over that are ready and have their arms open, ready for him to come join them.
It's a girl.
It's a girl? Is a girl?
Uh-huh.
Okay. These relatives that had a similar love for animals are ready to greet the dog when he crosses over. And also, there was a pet before this dog that is also aware of the crossing.
You mean that they had?
It seems as though it is, yes.
Let me ask them. Did you have another dog? Well, my friend was just telling me that today he received an email from a family member mentioning that there was another stray abandoned baby beagle, because that was a beagle, the dog was a beagle.
Yes.
That
I thought it was a beagle.
Yeah,
those ears.
Yeah, that they might want to have as a continuation of having
a dog. That puppy would love to come live with them. But I do encourage this family to allow the grief process to take place a little bit before you make that move. And the opportunity will still be there if you wish to do that.
Okay, and they said they had a cat.
Oh, well, then that must be the animal that's waiting, because they do connect that way.
Okay, cats, plural, they're sending me.
Yes, it's good. Lumpy is doing very well, and I will remember them in my meditations. I know what that grief feels like. The physical absence is very difficult.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
I had a lot today. Thank you very much for speaking.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, supernatural prophetic predictions have been made since antiquity, and here's a literary example that I think is cool. Dickens' Christmas Carol is a literary example of future view. You know, after Scrooge confronts the ghosts of Christmas present, past, and yet to be, he asks if the future can be changed. Why, yes, it can be changed, and that is one reason why future view does matter. Predictions or remote future viewing signals the need to change, to renew, not meant to be gloom and doom. And that applies to predictions about the collective future for all, as well as the individual future view. It has been said that the reason many future viewers have egg on their face is because the view created a change in the present reality timeline, just like the Scrooge character in Dickens' Christmas Carol. I'm going to take a chance and share with you some of my future views for the year 2000 to 2010. But before I do, I want to again say that a few things to know about world scenario future views is that they are seen by the viewer to create a change in the heart space. It's about letting go of anxiety and fear, which is part of the purification process, the being able to let go part of living. So much of what's going on now is about just that in the world, this purification process of being able to let go of the things that we think on the exterior give us security, and being able to hold on to the true source of happiness and security. So it is wise, in other words, not to get hung up on the dramatic pieces of future worldview. My views are meant to assist us in keeping out of harm's way, maybe, and ultimately direct us to healing. You will notice, and I'm not hesitant about sharing exactly what I see, right or wrong, it doesn't really matter to me because I'm not attached to the ego part of it. I've been wrong and I've been right. Some recent predictions for 2009 that I've heard actually contain no specific data, but when I see it, I say it, because general statements don't accomplish much. Prophets and future viewers are listening to the voice that desires to keep us from harm's way and to direct us to healing. It is actually a form of teaching given in advance in order to make important changes. Now, here's some of the things that I have seen. And by the way, I had a few pretty big hits in the past. I foresaw the Tsunami. I foresaw the second hit on the New Orleans levees. And back in, I was in my 20s, so that's like 30 years ago, I had several views of the earth changes, which I saw back then in the biblical sense, like Revelations, because I was around traditional religion. For instance, I saw three beings descending from the heaven in that vision, and I thought they were angels or Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And now with my new understanding, I believe that these were advanced beings from other solar locations, other locations in the universe. I saw three crosses, you know, like crucifix symbols, which abandoned, fell to the ground, and disintegrated. This tells me, from my perspective with greater maturity, that major religious movements will go down. So my current views, for what it's worth, and I will put them on the website, Karen Tallcat with a K Conley, if you want to look. It may match up with some feelings you've had. I viewed a scene above a beautiful foreign city, which looked like the city had a building with a gold cupola and a roundabout in the center of the city, and I heard the word sparkling city. A young man was present on a balcony with a long-range rifle, wearing civilian attire. He had been in training for an assassination attempt. The target and the event below seemed to have religious significance, or to do with a religious figure, not a presidential figure, a religious figure. I also had the impression that this event has approximately a 50% chance of happening in the year 2009. I see the Atlantic coast topography of the United States beginning to shift following a major weather event, which will affect the New York area in Florida. A portion of the United States may actually recede a bit or even sink below sea level in the central Gulf Coast region. Primarily, Louisiana looks to be kind of like a deep pond. These events are the first in a series of geographical changes, mostly involving water, large amounts of water, rivers, oceans, tectonic plates moving under oceans, and rivers flooding from incredible amounts of rain. Other geographical changes will occur following other types of phenomena in the future. Population in cities, and this is already happening, will begin to decrease as individuals relocate to be with families or to areas they feel are safer. Families will begin choosing to share a home and expenses, not just to share the expenses, but to be in the company and camaraderie of those that they love and trust. The media will probably present this as how terrible, how awful, and the economy is so bad that people are walking away and now they're trying to share homes and, you know, isn't it awful? But this is a positive thing from what I could see, because it seems that from this, small groups will begin to form, working together for the common good, and new types of communities. And gradually, over time, a new order of living will evolve with neighbors that are protective and helpful of each other. It looks as though tribal groups form, and in a positive way. I predicted back in August that in the spring of 2009, Obama would set up a program to rebuild economic stability, sort of like FDR's work program. It's not going to be the land of milk and honey or fix everything, but it is going to provide a beautiful window of opportunity for many. Although he will receive criticism from some, for the plan does have its limitations and flaws. Nonetheless, it's something to look forward to for a great number of people. I also see a well-known military figure taking a stand this year on a very controversial issue. I viewed a uniformed officer of high office breaking rank and speaking up in a judicial or public forum. This choice is going to bring great public awareness and expose an important truth that has been hidden, personal sacrifice on his part. It is considered a groundbreaking event because I literally saw the ground breaking up underneath him. It isn't going to be particularly pleasant for him. He may actually leave public life, the military, or maybe leave the body after this event. It's a very big choice on his part, very important. And I see Al Gore enter the scene in connection with and in support of a reclusive inventor whose genius ideas are associated with some of the work of Nikola Tesla. And I hear we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
This is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. What can I do for you?
Do you have, do you want me to ask a question or do you just tell me what you...
Well, we're short on time, so a question is a good way to go.
Okay, question is that my son's transferring from one college to another,
mm-hmm.
and I was just wondering if there's anything that needs to be taken care of, or is he handling it all?
Is this his idea and his choice?
Yep.
I got to tell you, from what I can see about the energy of him making this decision, everything about it looks really good, and I have the sense that he's going to feel a better fit in this new location. And I think that you as a mom might have had a concern, you know, does he really know what he's doing and is he sort of just wanting to change for, you know, what is his reason for changing?
Yeah.
And I have the feeling that he's got a very down-to-earth sense of wanting to do this, that it isn't just a youthful idea of, you know, I was here, now I want to go there.
Right.
It's part of his finding his way.
Okay.
And it looks really good. The choice might, you know, the move is going to be a little bumpy, you know, but once he gets settled, I really think he's going to feel like it's right, and he's going to start feeling like he belongs, and that's important for him doing well.
And you see all the monies and the finances for his move for the college, you know, through everything will be set and will be good?
That is going to be just fine as long as you and he both keep projecting a positive vibration towards that working out so that you don't hit any really big glitches or problems. Just keep seeing it as being a positive move and
right.
just move forward with confidence and it's going to go very well.
Okay, very good
okay.
then.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
So one more thing, I want to say that we're going to, I hope that we will see this in 2009. I believe that the ETs, the spiritually, technologically advanced beings, are going to begin to work more openly and directly with us. They will connect with individuals that are, as I like to say, introspective dreamers, creative types, the seemingly ordinary but pure in spirit individuals. And the purpose of the interaction is to share important information about technology and healing methods that involve specifically some type of light in a form that is new to us. Psychic abilities are going to become even more mainstream in 2009, even more so in 10, as former skeptics begin having experiences of their own in a psychic nature. Some spiritual teachers will begin to demonstrate amazing, transformative, solid evidence, which is rather astounding. So that's my stuff, and when I ain't afraid to say it, can you tell it? I'm going to actually put those on the website. Now, I am not 100% accurate, no psychic is, but I like to share what I've seen, because if I can foresee the future, if I can view ahead like that, so can you, and make better decisions from within. Isn't that so good? Well, that's about all for tonight. We're out of time, unfortunately. Boy, that went fast. Tune in next Monday to Galexis for the Path of Power. She's wonderful. You guys love her. I know you do. I will be back on January 26th with James Gilliland and Michael Knight, my two amazing men. Mark your calendar. You don't want to miss that show. They are so informative. I'm going to ask you to hang around just a bit to listen once more to Do You Recognize Me by Ava and Dennis, because just listen to the words. We've all had the experience of the words in that song. Just kind of let it sink into you. And remember that there is divine in you. As Ava and Dennis say, in this space and in this time, you and I are one. Friends, lovers, family, and in between, all that stands between is only thought in our mind. If we listen, we can hear the soul's call. Do you recognize me? I recognize you. Bye now.
She walked along down cobblestone. the bar, old and drunk and out of his mind, and I could think of nothing kind to say. He seemed to try to flag me down, but all I did was run away, and as I did, I thought I heard him say.
Karen Tallcat Conley, third-generation psychic medium with a full-time practice right here in the White Mountains. I believe spirituality is meant to be surprising, chaotic, joyful, and humorous. My workshops are designed to empower you, uplift you, and put you in the groove. For workshop information or to schedule a personal reading, just log on to KarenTallcat with a K, Conley.com, because you know you've got the power, baby.
Hi, this is Charles Maxwell Green, and I'm the host of ET Yoga. That's every other Thursday, Channel 2, at BBS Radio, from 7:55 to 8:50 p.m. ET Yoga communicates self-empowering knowledge from channeled extraterrestrial sources combined with the teachings of ancient yoga masters. You can also learn to totally be self-empowered, cure disease, or create total immunity from disease at MaxwellGreenSight.com. See you on Thursday evening.
What's up, everybody?
The State of Man. I'm John.
This is James.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Thomas.
And you're listening to BBS Radio.
Check out www.